Welcome to episode 1182 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Welcome to our ongoing series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. We are considering a variety of conversations Jesus had with various people at various times that help us better understand him and his message. The hour is late in the Garden of Gethsemane. Olive trees cast long shadows. The moon is pale. Jesus walks ahead slowly, visibly burdened. Peter, James, and John follow.
Sit here while I go over there to pray. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow, even to the point of death. Stay here. Watch with me.
Lord, what do you mean? You've never spoken like this before. Are you afraid?
Not afraid as you think, but sorrowful. The wait is great tonight. The hour is near. Darkness presses in. Would you stand with me in this hour? Just be with me.
Of course, Rabbi. We won't leave you.
We're with you, Lord. Always.
Then pray that you may not enter into temptation.
Jesus steps a little further away. He kneels. The night air is still. He falls to the ground.
Abba? Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done.
There is silence. Jesus breathes heavily. Time passes. He returns to the three. They are asleep.
Simon, Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch with me for 1 hour?
Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Peter rubs his eyes.
I was praying. I must have.
Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
We tried, Lord. The night is heavy. Our eyes, they...
I know.
Jesus steps away again. He kneels once more.
If this cup cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done.
After a while, he returns again. They are asleep once more.
Still sleeping? Still resting?
Master, forgive us. We failed you.
You do not yet understand the weight of this hour, but you will. One day, you will drink your own cup. You will bear your own crosses.
Then let us wake fully. Now, we are ready, Lord. Whatever comes...
Are you, Peter? Tonight you will all scatter. Tonight the shepherd will be struck and the sheep will be scattered. And you, Peter, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times.
No, Lord, never. Even if all fall away, I will not.
Your heart is bold, but the night will break you, and I will be alone.
He turns to pray one final time. The disciples, though fighting sleep, are still groggy. After more time, Jesus rises. His face is resolute. He returns to them.
Enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
The garden shifts from stillness to tension.
Then we fight?
No. This battle is not with swords. It is won with surrender. Come. What was written must be fulfilled.
In the quiet Garden of Gethsemane, just beyond the olive groves on the Mount of Olives, Jesus gathered his closest friends, Peter, James, and John, to prepare for the most agonizing hours of his earthly life. The evening was still, the city of Jerusalem silently slumbering, but the atmosphere around Jesus felt charged with sorrow. He could see the looming cross on the horizon and knew the cup he must drink would bring him to the depths of human failure and divine purpose all at once. He led the three disciples to a secluded spot and urged them, "Stay here and keep watch with me." Then he retreated a short distance and fell to his knees. In that moment, we begin to glimpse the full depth of Jesus' humanity. His spirit was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. He confessed to his Father, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." The raw honesty of his prayer exposes the heartbeat of suffering. Jesus knew the path his Father had set, but his humanity recoiled from the suffering it would entail. What follows is a piercing pause, an echo in the garden that reveals both the frailty of the disciples and the resolute heart of the Savior. He returned 3 times to find Peter, James, and John sleeping. Each time he awakened them, his voice laden with grief. "Couldn't you keep watch with me for 1 hour?" In their exhaustion, we see our own. The disciples had walked with Jesus, seen his miracles, heard his words, but in the face of crisis, their best intentions faltered. Their dream of a triumphant Messiah blinded them to the immediate need, the vulnerability of their teacher. As Jesus prayed a final time, his resolve crystallized. Angels came and strengthened him, but his path remained unchanged. He rose from the ground, approached his friends, and declared, "Now the hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners." And with that, Judas Iscariot arrived with soldiers, torchlight glinting in the tears on Jesus' face. He moved toward them willingly, each step an act of love, each moment steeped in profound obedience. There is so much to explore here. Jesus' connection with the Father. Jesus' confrontation with the ugliness of sin. Jesus approaching the culmination of his earthly ministry. Jesus being revived by angels. But let us linger a while on Jesus pouring out his heart to his friends. Each time Jesus returned to the disciples and found them sleeping, the point was clear. Our flesh fails us when trials strike. Their eyes grew heavy, their intentions faded. They simply could not match Jesus' intensity in that hour. He begged them to stay awake, to pray, to stand with him, but they couldn't. Their failure doesn't seem endearing or comical here. It feels tragic, even painful. We see ourselves in their drifting eyelids and dim understanding. In stressful seasons, sleep and distraction come easily. But Jesus didn't call them, and doesn't call us, to simply show up by default. He calls us to attend to deep things, to watch, to pray, to stand in solidarity with him. Sometimes that means pushing back against our instincts and reaching instead for spiritual clarity. Not for his sake, as if he needs us, but for ours. The weakness and failure of the three disciples that night was not the end of their story. Peter's failure later led to denial, but it did not disqualify him. James stood by the cross and was later killed for the gospel. John, once asleep in Gethsemane, came to the foot of Calvary and wrote his gospel from a place of fearless devotion. Their journey reminds us we don't walk in perfection, but in grace. We awaken from spiritual slumber, stand through crises, and find God faithful on the other side. Let's get deep. What these interactions with his disciples teaches us about Jesus. Jesus invites vulnerability and friendship. Jesus doesn't hide his anguish from Peter, James, and John. Instead, he invites them to witness his sorrow and pray with him. In his most vulnerable moment, he chooses not solitude, but the company of trusted friends, showing us real spiritual friendship includes emotional honesty and shared burden. Jesus is patient with human weakness. When the disciples fall asleep repeatedly, Jesus doesn't storm off or abandon them. He gently confronts them, laments their weakness, and still includes them in his inner circle. He models a divine patience with our frailty. He expects much, but he doesn't discard us when we fail. Jesus desires their spiritual alertness. His rebuke, "Could you not keep watch with me 1 hour?" is not only about physical fatigue, but spiritual unawareness. Jesus longs for his disciples to be spiritually awake, recognizing the gravity of the moment. His plea reveals a teacher committed to forming their discernment, even in crisis. Jesus prioritizes their growth even amid his pain. Though he is facing unimaginable suffering, Jesus still disciples them in the moment. His instruction, "Watch and pray so you will not fall into temptation," is meant to strengthen their future faith. He is forming them, even as he is being crushed, showing us the selfless nature of his love. Jesus remains committed to their restoration. He knows they will fail. Peter will deny him. They will scatter in fear. Yet he doesn't push them away. His words in the garden are not the end of their story. Jesus' steadfastness in that moment points to a future of grace, recommissioning, and deeper discipleship beyond failure. This Gethsemane moment shows us a Savior who walks into sorrow not just with his Father, but with his friends. His tenderness, even in grief, reminds us he is not just shaping our belief. He is shepherding our hearts. Father, we thank you for Jesus, who welcomed his disciples into his sorrow and loved them even in their weakness. Teach us to stay awake, to watch and pray, and to walk closely with you even when the hour is dark. Strengthen our hearts with grace, that we might not only follow but remain faithful through every trial. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.